And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. A special committee in the U.S. House of Representatives wants to know why Oklahoma appears to be ignoring recommendations from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. KWGS's Matt Trotter.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis says, according to a private report made public by the New York Times, the White House now has Oklahoma in its red zone for new cases and positive test results, and it's recommending stronger actions than what it's called for in public. Those include limiting gatherings to 10 people, closing bars and gyms, and implementing a mask requirement. Select Committee Chair Rep. James Clyburn accuses Governor Kevin Stitt of exacerbating the pandemic by not complying with the White House recommendations. Clyburn is requesting documents on Oklahoma's coronavirus response and communications with the White House. In a statement, Stitt said the Oklahoma State Department of Health used the White House's initial methodology to develop its own COVID alert system, which has not identified a high-risk county. Stitt continues to encourage Oklahomans to wash their hands, stay 6 feet away from others, and wear a mask when that is not possible. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Oklahoma is approaching 35,000 total confirmed cases of COVID-19. 14 more Oklahomans were reported to have died on Wednesday. COVID has now killed 523 in the state. OU Chief COVID Officer Dr. Dale Bratzler says positive test rates remain elevated.
The week of May 25th, only 1.8% of the tests that were run were actually positive. But this past week, 10% of the tests that were done were positive. That simply means we tested more people who were infected.
Bratzler says while younger Oklahomans are driving the ongoing surge, more older adults are now being infected also, and they're more likely to die. While the state counts more than 27,000 people as recovered, Bratzler says a significant number of patients experience long-term ongoing symptoms. Storm system from the west just entering the Tulsa metro. Some of the storms may be severe. Heavy rain likely for the day into the evening. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.